Susan Monti says she stepped down last November as Missouri's Democratic Party chair to run for lieutenant governor because she was unable to recruit any strong candidates for the contest. The former state auditor says she believed she was simply in the best position to beat Missouri's Republican Speaker of the House, Stephen Tilley.
I'm not afraid of a challenge. I'm not afraid to run this race and stand up for the people who need us most, our most valuable citizens, and the vulnerable people that Jefferson City sometimes takes advantage of.
But after Tilley dropped out of the race, the field of Democrats snowballed to 8 candidates. University of Missouri St. Louis political science professor Terry Jones says while Monti is still considered the frontrunner, having raised more money than all the other candidates combined, the sheer number of names on the ballot has leveled the playing field.
The dynamic occurs where another person comes along and says, well, it only takes a plurality to win. There are now 4 people in the race. If I think I could get 25% of the vote, that would make me the winner. And then that person gets in and somebody else comes along and says, hey, it only now would require 20% to win. I think I could get 20%.
The crowded field has made it a challenge for all candidates to raise money and attract attention. Jones says as a result, the primary has been a relatively passive contest. Each candidate left alone to quietly carve out a constituent base just big enough to win. Sarah Lampe, for instance, is seeking to build upon her support as a state representative in conservative Southwest Missouri. She says she plans to stand out with her administrative career in education.
It's not about just running for any statewide office. It's about the fact that this job is the thing I've done my whole life. It is about speaking out for people. It's about advocating for them. It's about setting a vision and a focus for the future for groups of people that don't have lobbyists in the Capitol.
In addition to breaking tie votes in the Senate and stepping up if the governor is out of commission, the lieutenant governor sits on numerous advocacy boards, most notably for seniors and veterans. Judy Baker has been playing up her experience as regional director for the Health and Human Services Department.
Many of the things that the lieutenant governor does are things that I am uniquely qualified for, having had a long career in healthcare and in policymaking.
Of course, elections aren't won on qualifications alone. Neither Monti, Lampe, nor Baker are from St. Louis, one of the state's largest voting blocks. Jones says whoever can carry the area stands a good chance of winning.
The city of St. Louis and St. Louis County are very significant. They will be at least 25% of the vote in the Democratic primary, possibly as much as 30% of the vote. So how one does in those two jurisdictions will be a very important factor.
This factor could help candidates like St. Louis native and former state representative Fred Kratke, who has strong political ties in the city. It could also be a boost for St. Louis school board member Bill Haas, who has the name recognition from running for numerous offices. The only minority candidate on the ballot is Jackie Towns McGee. She spent 8 years as a House member from Kansas City. There's also Conservation Commission member Becky Platter, who ran for lieutenant governor in the 2008 Democratic primary. Probably the least known of the 8 candidates is St. Joseph resident Dennis Weissenberger, who has never held political office. Professor Jones says that so many are attracted to run for the office because it can provide a relatively easy road to possible political advancement.
If a Democrat is elected lieutenant governor, he or she will be seen as a significant challenger or a possibility for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in 2016.
It won't be easy in November for whoever wins, however. The Democrat who emerges will have to shift gears from a crowded and sleepy primary to likely face a well-known, well-funded Republican opponent. Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.